Three, two, one. We are on air.
Welcome. I know it's been a long time, but here we are.
It's been a while, folks.
Mostly because of you, actually.
What, me? Did I do? I didn't do shit.
You just had to, you mostly because you were in school, Shaw. Because if you were around, we would have at least recorded more episodes and stuff like that.
I don't see how that's my fault. I'm just a humble man being a humble folk. The average Joe in society.
All right.
I'm sure. Not at fault.
But anyway, we got you. We got you.
We still... Okay, that's the explanation, but... We still have more in stock with the explanation part of why we took a break. But we'll deal with that later. But now, we have a special one.
It sounds like your mouth is dry, guy.
Yeah, let me liquidate that. Today's subject...
Slavery. All right. We got a guest today, and he's a Mahito hater.
You know, it's just like all this kind of wrestling matches. It's kind of introduction.
In the red corner, we got Sub, a Mahito hater, a YouTube creator.
Content creator. a male. He's a man.
A may simp.
Oh, there we go.
And a couple of other things I don't know yet. We welcome Sub.
But I'm just like,
what?
Play music for me. No, like John Cena when he's running to the ring. Is he
some? Oh, okay.
I got you in the edit part.
Oh, there we go. You know, it's kind of John Cena type shit.
Open. I'm definitely not going to play Baby Shark song for you, but sure. Yeah. Let's go.
YouTube. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now you're going to introduce me as a Baby Shark hater. Because that song. Anyway, it's annoying. It got 10 billion views, and I'm like, I need a percentage of that. It got 10 billion views, like, that song. They are not 10 billion children, are they? Because our population is 6 billion, right? So it is 10 billion views.
Well, how the hell do you defy math?
They're probably bots.
Nah, it'll be genuine at some point. Because YouTube kind of like interrupts bots and stuff.
You know, anyway, the average person doesn't exactly have one channel. I mean, one Google account to check YouTube. You get?
Actually, a normal person should have like two or three accounts of more, depending on the kind of person he is.
Then depending on the device you're using now, that's when you open YouTube and probably view that.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably not.
Anyways, so like double these stats by like three more or less. I don't know, but it's freaking like how many billion are we in here? It's like 2 billion, and there's 10 billion.
What do you mean, 10
billion? I mean, like,
you said billion views.
Eight billion
yeah, why are we going to Baby Shark? What the hell is this?
I just said I was going to use in edits, then someone had to bring up the views.
Not bad. YouTube stuff like this just gets me. You know, focused. I was gonna say turned on, but that would be taken out of context. But whatever.
Oh really? I see some hidden thoughts in there. You know, why don't you mind sharing with us?
This is a safe space.
It's very safe. Very safe.
Go on.
Not sharing nada. So, what's up? My hater hater number 101. Is that how it's said? I think kind of like I'm 196.
Yes. Yeah. Your alias is Mahito Hater 101.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do it here.
Yeah. Now, kindly explain to us, why do you hate Mahito?
He's a pussy. Period.
But I like that. Just one word. You just need one word to hate someone.
Like, stand and fight someone. Stop splitting yourselves into different parts. Stand and fight, throw punches like a man, you know? Stop using transfigured humor. Well, it's annoying, man. Again, that's why I say I love
what's this technique about running and being a coward?
Bullshit. That's why I say I love anime characters. I have fuck everything in that direction. Kind of attacks. Gojo and Sukuna. I tell you what, Mahito against Gojo or Sukuna, he won't even last an episode. Like, Holoporopo.
Those are way stronger than him.
Holoporopo, Malevolent Shrine. Fight is over.
I don't think they'll take it that far. They'll at least play with him small.
But they don't have to go take it that far. So it's just regular hand-to-hand combats and freaking pieces that guy's face off.
You know, as much as JJK character looks like they're strong, they can't actually take on most people in Naruto.
Oh, that's a fact. Like,
yeah,
you know, actually, we think about it.
Yeah, like there's some people in Naruto, right? Huh? Like the average Joe in Naruto, yeah. Say Madara, the average Joe in Naruto. Yeah, I know, I said that.
Yeah.
Madara solos the entire JJK.
Hold on. let me get something straight here. Do you just call Madara an average Joe?
I know, that's the content I'm trying to set. Like the average Joe in Naruto. How's it?
Okay, beautiful. This is a first for me. This is a hot take. First, this is average Joe Madara beats 1,000 ninjas. I'm saying
80,000 for that matter.
Straight off.
He solos the entire JJK verse.
Exactly.
Like the fight will be over before it even starts.
Me, guy, just he blitz them. He doesn't have to do much, actually. Just Sharingan alone can just, like, man.
Speaking of which, though, what did I want to say again? Remember in the last episode, right, of Sukuna vs. Mahoraga,
uh-huh.
One thing I noticed, the reason why Gojo got sealed. Now, this is, we've read the manga. I agree that we've all read the manga and gone so far. Now, for anime watchers, if they're watching, the reason why Gojo got sealed, right, was because Gojo did not have that. Gojo still had humanity in him. You get me? Like, if it was Sukuna, okay, Kenjaku would have pulled what he did, like trying to seal Sukuna, stuff like that. Because the moment he came up, and like Sukuna knows that maybe, for instance, if Sukuna and Geto were friends, and Sukuna knows that Geto was dead, and he just sees Geto walking up to him, guy, he has chopped into bits already. In fact, that fight, the entire Shibuya station would have been bloody because the moment Sukuna got there, don't care. Anybody, you're catching hands.
I'm trying to, you know, that whole fight with him and Jogo makes me imagine how was he like in his peak,
like those thousands of years ago.
Just imagine that.
For real though, like I also feel like when he fought Jogo, he told him to stand proud that he's strong. I think that's cap it. Because Gojo fought Jogo.
Straight up cap.
Gojo fought Jogo. I was like, bro, you're weak. I had to bring my student to watch me kick your ass.
My guy was just trying to make him feel all right.
Exactly. I mean,
he literally appeared in his end, like in the afterlife with him.
It
was like, oh, this nigga's suffering.
This guy looks sad.
And then you cheer him up, so at least
you
look.
You tried.
He still feel like he's at the top.
Yeah.
The thing we tried more.
Think about it.
What the sorcerers back then? How strong were they? The question is, were they sorcerers back then? Imagine Sukuna taking out all sorcerers.
They were actually because they said. They call that era Sukuna and Kenjaku existed in the Heian era, the golden age of Jujutsu sorcery. So that's like when you are at your peak. That's when you could actually do fuck everything in that direction kind of attacks. I don't know why I like saying that, but it just makes sense.
So,
imagine Gojo back in the Heian era, the Holoprop will be twice as big.
True.
Like his Holoprop will turn. Yeah, his whole purple will turn the rainforest right to the Sahara Desert in one go.
He's that strong to actually do it. I'm not going to complain about that.
Yeah,
try up the place. Would there even be a place? Because it's purple, so he just takes everything and just vanishes.
He erases everything. Yeah. It's kind of cool when I watched Sukuna versus Mahoraga, right? And I saw how Sukuna did not hold back. And I'm like, that's the mindset any sorcerer, even Megumi, needs to have when like going all out. Because Sukuna, like, even though he was fighting Mahoraga, right? He didn't care if there were people there. Mm-hmm. I'm just unleashing Cleave. It's kind of like that moment in time when you just bet on yourself. When you're like, this could go wrong, this is all right, but I have a feeling that I'll survive this, so screw it. And you just do it. So that's kind of like, I guess that's why most sorcerers are stronger than the rest. Because they have that, again, fuck everything in that direction kind of attacks. And fuck everyone exactly, in that direction kind of attacks. So Gojo was like, these guys, they're trying to trap me and confuse me. Okay, domain expansion, 0.2 seconds. If he had made it longer, it's just that he considered the humans. If he actually wanted to do it, right? He actually wanted to win. Mm-hmm. Just make the domain expansion longer.
Exactly, but he considered the humans in the area. They have that's completely the died. But that's the again, they still later on died.
Exactly. So it's like he didn't think that far. As soon as he got that far, he'll be like, you guys will die eventually, so no need.
Actually, I don't think he didn't think that he'll get sealed. Because yeah. If he didn't get sealed, he would have clearly saved everyone. And JK season 2 have ended in like episode 8.
Huh?
Straight up.
Pretty much in the manga, when he got unsealed, right? And that angel dropped the thunderbolt on him. Oh, manga spoilers, everyone. Pardon me.
Yeah, but yeah. Just deal with it. I could see that song. Hey, Miley, wait.
Yeah. And drops the nice. Jacob's ladder on him, right? Gojo just immediately. Yuji thought Gojo got smoked. I should drop the Jacob's ladder technique on him. Immediately, he went to Kenjaku. I was like, bro, choose your words because it might be your last. He was so angry. Because when he came, Kenjaku was like, did you rest well? It's been a while since you took a nap. I was like, watch your mouth. So, you know, so in conclusion, fuck Mahito. That's it. I said it. No one wants to say it, but I said it.
Everyone wants to actually say that. There's no one that wants to say it. Everyone wants to say fuck.
Nobody wants to fuck Mahito. Calm down.
Yes. And then to calm down. Yeah. Ah, yes, we've been. There are some people that might have rather conflicting opinions about that. Conflicting feelings too. I mean, female weebs are being on it.
Don't go there.
Things can just spiral out of control. I mean, you see what they did with Nanami.
What did you do?
They didn't really do anything. They were fantasizing. So yeah.
And they'll grab your hair, right?
Many scary things.
Open up your hair.
Oh yeah, all those, oh Christ, yes, I saw.
At least one person that's at least thought of my doing that way. I'm just saying.
I mean, it doesn't, well, people have their fetishes and preferences, but he doesn't look attractive-ish to that extent.
It's not about his face being attractive, it's about what he can do. Think about it. He can he can divide himself.
He cannot
manipulate his appearance.
We are not thinking about anything. This is a PG-13 podcast, please.
Yeah, sure. 13? No, this is like a freaking adults rated R, man.
Oh, goodness.
Ladies, so
think about it.
PG-13 podcast, you'll never get any other PG-13 podcast anyway, trust me. Yeah, we might say fuck or pussy, but still, those are PG-13 words. I mean, just listen to your 5-year-old son. He probably says something worse.
And my father also said that I'll probably whip his ass.
Boy, what did you say?
Like, there's this video I saw once, like, someone shared a TikTok clip on a group I was on, and the girl was like, mommy, fuck you, bitch. And we're just like, what?
The dad there, I'm expecting the dad to just be like, boy, what the fuck? He just got built or something.
Can we pick more than that child?
That child is getting whipped throughout the week.
God,
this is what you're not gonna whip him with. Anyway, we've been digressing too much, you know. So, your channels, right? Your channel. You upload consistency.
We're not going into there.
Well, we are consistent.
We need to go there. See, because like, I hate the fact that I have to wait. I hate the fact that I have to wait for my podcast episodes for too long, for far too long. So I'm speaking on behalf of every one of your viewers right now. You need to upload consistently, at least once a week, or twice a month.
We hear you.
Heck, three times a week.
We hear
Better yet, three times a day. Do three times a day and...
Wait, what the hell? You think we don't have
lives? Three times a what?
3 times a week.
Your viewers are more important than your lives. Yeah, you guys are freaking...
All right, useless.
Viewers are supreme. Viewers are king. Upload three times a day or go away.
You mean three times a day?
What's the hell?
To listen three times a day?
Actually,
to a probably 1 hour, not even 1 hour. I'm not really in 1 hour yet, but I'm thinking of moving to 1 hour lengths like that. Episodes, but like,
guys, people can go and watch Ant-Man and Quantumania, or what was it called? Miss Marvel, not Marvel. They can definitely watch this podcast.
That's a gone show. That's.
That's a cannon shot.
That's a cannon shot to the chest, man. What the hell?
But speaking of Marvel have been dropping shit.
Marvel have been trash this year, guy. Marvel hasn't really done shit this year.
Like, what the hell? Okay, no, they have done what? I think the one thing I can say is good for them that have come from them is Loki.
That's one out of a whole year. A whole year worth of space to fill in with content.
Speaking of the whole year, what did they drop this year?
They didn't drop shit.
They're thinking about right now, but think about the whole year. There has to be a lot of things they drop. What if I'm feeling like She-Hulk dropped this year? Why am I feeling
like She-Hulk? Like last.
So last was. I hope it's not this year, Sha.
I'm guessing. I remember talking about She-Hulk sometime earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna keep on saying. Probably this year, who knows?
The Marvel movies weren't so bad. Just, yeah.
So, like, what has Marvel actually dropped this year that makes sense, actually? Besides Loki. Is there really anything else?
Besides Loki, I have no idea. I don't think
there's anything that's actually better than Loki.
For one thing, right? The fact that they're trying to make every movie family friendly just ruins it, you know? It doesn't have to be family friendly. It can be gory, it can be whatever. But now every movie is trying to be funny, trying to be family friendly, not too violent. It's really annoying. Just like what happened with Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oof, that was
crap. I have to admit, when Ragnarok came out, it was actually good because the two Thor movies, the first two Thor movies were action. So Ragnarok was more like a relief. Yeah, you just relax. That's how Ragnarok felt. And if you check Ragnarok, the IMDb ratings are really high. I actually enjoyed that one. So this next one, Love and Thunder, they should have taken it also a way high place. Like, it's also gory. Because the storyline is about someone who's a god killer. I mean, there should not be PG-13 about that.
Yeah, not in any way.
They should show him as vicious as possible. As vicious as malevolent as possible. But then the guy is there and he's just, I don't know, man. At least at the start of it, he should have showed up at that God City, at least, like sneak in. Uh-huh. That would have been very interesting. Like they're all at the God City, they're thinking they're safe. And then he sneaks in there and takes out about 5,000 of them.
Yeah. That sounds like something I haven't watched. What the hell are you explaining just now?
Now let's follow Thor Ragnarok now. Pardon me. Thor Love and Thunder. You've seen it now. When
God haven't seen God City. I haven't seen that.
You haven't?
I heard it was complete trash, so I didn't even bother.
So you're saying I've been wasting my breath for the past minutes?
No. For content. It's all for content.
Things to do for content.
Sad. Oh well, that's.
But you have to admit, anime has been getting lots of views, more views than Marvel movies. In fact, any superhero movie at all, anime is outdoing them.
It is, but like in a way, it's not really looking good too. It's gaining popularity and more traction, but like the worst kind of people are actually getting into it, which is making it white somehow.
Nah, I don't know what you mean, but I kind of like disagree to some extent.
Okay. So I'm not really on TikTok, but like if you're on Twitter, at least you would have seen the worst of the worst. At least.
We don't talk about TikTok. Mm. Yeah, but we don't talk about TikTok.
Sadly, I'm about to enter TikTok.
Save this man. I have a Bible nearby. Read the Bible.
Mm. But anyway, you get what I mean, right? They're just the worst things possible seen on Twitter. Talk less of TikTok now. So, and the more anime gets into traction, the more these kind of people get into it, the more bullshit you get to wake up to see every day. It's mind numbing. I feel my brain cells
your brain cells reduce as you watch.
It's sad.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But still, it's doing well. Like Jujutsu Kaisen, the hype is really at a good point. The manga, too, very good. Manga sales, 90 million copies, 26 volumes, if I'm not mistaken. He actually did well. He did well. Then they've got Demon Slayer.
He's swilling in the moolah.
A guy is balling right
now,
actually.
Then Demon Slayer too. A lot of people that are new to anime, they talk about Demon Slayer. That's like what got them into it. You know, the whole brother and sister relationship. And story.
That's the thing. It's mostly mainstream stuff that gets, well, most of these kind of people.
I said, don't you count like Jobless Reincarnation? It's kind of you won't call it mainstream, but it'll be like mainstream. Like people watch it, people know it exists. Or
the question is, what is actually mainstream anime?
I think it's more of personal preference, because there's this guy on YouTube, right? His name is Takashi from Japan. I'm sure you've seen his videos. If you haven't, check him out. Takashi from Japan. And he makes this video where he interviews people. Yeah. Interviews people like, what's your favorite anime? And they'll call up some anime I haven't heard even. I don't even think I'll hear about it when I turn 80. You just call up one name. Like, the anime is good. It teaches me this and that. The characters are good. And I'm like, what the? No, I'm going to Google it out. Even the Google search there. The Google search takes a while because Google is still like, bro, what are you watching?
How old is it? What's the oldest you've heard from him? Like 1990.
The oldest I've heard was 1980. I don't remember the name of that one, but the guy was like, he loves the anime. And I checked the anime. It's not action. It's not it's drama basically. It's not action. It's not comedy. It's just drama, like romance drama stuff. I'm like, okay. Yeah, whatever. But I'm glad, right? I'm glad it's gaining traction and popularity. You know? No, back then, when you start watching Naruto.
Okay. Being...
And you're watching
anime in general.
Yeah, being a stuff. People didn't really look at you that way. They didn't like you. But now, everyone... Like, I was surprised when I was talking with someone the other day, and the person was just like, oh my god, I love Demon Slayer. I'm like, eh? Say that again.
Bro, it's crazy, guy. Just growing up and seeing people just coming into the community and it's just expanding. There's that part,
like
that part of it feels great, but the other part of it that's not so good.
Yeah, just focus on the positive side, leave the negative side. You know, every coin has a flip side, so we just ignore the other side. Focus on the side more of. Like I had a friend once who I tried introducing them to anime long time ago when I was younger, and they're like, no, I don't watch this kind of thing, no. And then they got into college, right? And then on their WhatsApp status, they start posting clips of Attack on Titan or Demon Slayer, and they're like, I love this so much, this and that. And I'm not like, wait, remember when you were telling me you never watched this in your life? They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I remember I told you about Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, and they're like, no, I don't think you've told me that. And I'm like, Jesus.
Sometimes it feels like they're just getting into it, like as if just to like I don't know, what's the word? Feel among. Because, you know, eventually, that time it was rare to actually see someone post like Attack on Titan on main places, like Twitter or IG or something like that, or shit like that. But now, things are just more in their face. When us were hyping up Attack on Titan and when something's happening and this is happening and that's happening, they keep on seeing it a lot and like, let's just check this out. And they ended up liking it and I'll come back to us saying, oh, you never told me this was in it and it was more mature. I mostly saw it like it was just a cartoon or something. I was like, oh, wow. So you think I settled down to keep on watching cartoons all the rest of my life or what? The fuck, man? But anyway, it's cool. It's cool you're there. Just don't bring crappy opinions on my side, though. I mean,
exactly.
It's just,
Exactly. Like, when people talk about, I don't watch anime because it's like cartoons, I'm like, there are animes I'll show you, and you can't even let your 5-year-old brother watch it because it will traumatize him for the rest of his life. Why? And he'll be like, nah. And I'm like, should I even tell you about Redo of Healing? How? Peak. But then they'll be like, what's that? I'm like, no, don't worry.
Talking about Peak.
Redo of Healing is like Game of Thrones in animated form, right? And then add that with maybe Spartacus or something.
Everything together. A nice blend of revenge and lost and all. There are a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, like, or Goblin Slayer. Although Goblin Slayer is not that gory.
Yeah, it's more like season one that felt more like that than the rest.
Yeah.
Even in manga, too. But Redo of Healer. I feel like that's going to go on.
Every single day.
The guy doesn't just
stop. Also, he took eye for an eye to another level. You know what? Throughout this conversation, I don't know who I'm talking to anymore. I don't know if it's you or it's
your brother. It's just been me for a couple of minutes now. I have little business. So it's just been one person for a while now. And if any of you thoughts were just people, well, gotcha. Anyway.
Yeah, that was good. You know, you'd have sold it more if you're like, oh, I'm right here. Change your tone a little bit and I'll know it's good. That way, I wouldn't have noticed.
It would have made more sense if this was like video, you get.
Yeah.
I'll wear like two different shirts and just duplicate myself. Then at the end of the whole video, I just stand up and just like reveal myself and just say, that's just been me the whole episode. That would have been it.
Nah, that would be so evil because you catch people. You catch a lot of people off guard.
But it would have been crazy though. I really like that actually. I like to do that. Experiment with someone. Seems like it's here.
Yeah.
What? Oh, talking about Redo of Healer. Peak. Oh, Redo of Healer. Oh, peak anime right there.
Amazing. Guys, on peak anime.
Amazing storyline. Peak plot. The plot twist. The
plot was so thick.
The plot was thick. The plot was lofty. It was bouncing with excitement, slapping us with bangers. If you know what I mean,
being too specific. That's way too specific. Thank you. This is a family podcast.
Family, I see your family. Your family of degenerates, yes. How did we digress into Redo of Healer?
I came to Redo of Healer and I followed with the flow.
What guy? You know
how like Redo of Healer came to us.
Yeah. Oh, Redo shit. Of came to us. Bro, you're making this worse.
We didn't go to it.
Yo, calm down. Are you understanding what you're saying? He said he came to Redo of Healer.
What?
And you said Redo of Healer came to you.
No, I think it came to us, not just me.
What is why it didn't come to us? It didn't come to me. Oh, goodness. No.
Are we still talking about anime here?
I hope so.
I don't want to be part of anything that's not anime worthy. So if it's anime worthy, I'm part of it. If it's not anime worthy, no.
It's too late for that now, man. You're in too deep.
We're in too deep, right?
Yes, we are too deep.
You cannot like pull out.
I want to pull out, bro. I'm sticky. Keep pulling us back in.
You can't pull out anymore, man. Deep in.
Yeah, it's.
I feel like there's no voice.
We need to stick ourselves out.
Okay.
We need to stick ourselves out.
Come on. Let's start on a clean slate. Clean slate. Yes. Let's not look.
God, wait too far. Pull out now. Yeah.
Oh wow.
We go down to the very end.
Clean slates. Cleanse your mind.
Clean up the scene of the crime.
Shut up.
That is exactly what post-not dieting means. Like, cleanse your mind.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Clean your mind.
Hum some mantras or something. Just be in a state of trance. Now, coming back to JJK, let's make it tier list.
Yes, that's part of. All right, I'm taking over. That's shut the hell up. I programmed a system of.
Why would you just show someone special? The guy came up with a tier list, not stealing his idea. Not
of
cool.
Of course, he ain't here. He ain't seeing this. He ain't doing that. Anyways, yes, I stole the idea of a tier list, which I will implement in this guest episode. For the guest, which is for Baby Shark, it is. Of JJK characters, how would you rank JJK characters?
You know, there's a whole lot of ways I could have gone, and I would have done it better. Well, let's go.
What other way would
exactly.
I be like, okay, take over. No.
Give the idea back to the owner. Give the owner back his idea.
I think you're misunderstanding here. He's actually the original owner of this idea, but I'm the one that can probably implement it way better.
Okay, I'm confused. Who is who now?
What if I say it has been me this whole time?
Stop. Please, who owns the idea? Who wants to implement the idea better? Let me know who I'll support. Because the majority of our carry.
I brought the idea.
Who are you?
Joseph. The main
host. Who is the other guy?
John.
Who is the other guy?
Which can still be the main host, but the main host in disguise. Let me just put it that way.
The alias of the main host.
Anyways, I am the one that brought up the idea of the tier list for this episode.
Yeah,
him was doing some feeding with his nuts or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to steal the idea from him.
Freaking.
You know what's weird? Both of you sound authoritative and chill at the same time. So I don't know who is actually the one that's Joseph and the one that's not Joseph.
That's why I see. It has been me this whole
shut
time.
Shut the hell up, man.
I have a split personality disorder
that comes out simultaneously at the same time. How does that work?
How do you see it work out in movies? It happens like that.
Does it do that?
In a split second, you split from being cheerful to a sad.
Simultaneously, you are
like
speaking,
that,
I am
like that
I
dumb
am
movie,
speaking glass. At the same time. How does that work?
Editing.
We are editing
like
in real time.
Glass.
I'm that fast. I edit in real time.
Domain expansion. Edit in real time.
Exactly. Domain expansion. This is your domain. Wow.
Double edit.
It's a double edit. Shut the hell up.
I was talking your domain. Whoa. Domain expansion. Clean 100% heat on me. Whoa.
What the fuck?
All right. I got a question. In JJK, right? If you could give domain expansion. Like you have two domain expansions to share, right? Mm-hmm. And you have Yuji, Todo, Nanami, and Nobara. And you have these are four characters, right? And you've got two domain expansions to share. Who would you give and who would you not give?
Wait,
two domain expansions.
They don't have domain expansions.
Like,
who would you want
two domain expansions exist. Like you can awaken the ability to make a domain in someone, right?
Oh.
And you have just two tries.
Okay.
Yuki, Nobara, Todo, and Nanami. Who would you give the four of them? You have two tries.
Todo.
What about you?
Todo, Yuji.
Now I'll go with Todo first and foremost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Yuji. Ask me why.
You're a simp, that's why.
Why would you choose?
Because Todo.
Wait. I have to ask an idea why.
have an idea why.
Wait now, let me land. Hold on, it's my idea. Calm down.
Okay.
Tozo and Yuji, since season one down to season two, are dynamic. Like, yeah, they literally jump
in. Brothers!
Exactly. Brother. Now, imagine a domain expansion and activated simultaneously between Tozo and Yuji at the same time. You will not survive it. Like, you are your dust.
But it still comes back to the main rules about domain. Two domains can't exist at the same time without one like being over the other.
Dude, so that means it's technically just still one domain. Listen, man. Rules are bent when plot is involved. Isn't that how
that's your plot. That's no game.
Remember when we were told that Sukuna could not do what was that? Sukuna could not slice Gojo's infinity. Then all of a sudden, Mahoraga adapted to infinity out of nowhere. How adapt to something you cannot see? Level like you cannot see. You can't even feel it. Plot armor will bend to anybody that he wants it to bend to. Nothing like there are rules. More like screw the rules. The rules don't apply. That's why they said what was the last one? There was this the last one that he had a rule, right? And then Gege totally like abandoned that rule. Why am I forgetting this? That was like chapters ago now. There was a rule. Two chapters ago.
About domain. Rule.
Not domain, it was something else. Two chapters ago there was a rule. About two people something like techniques cannot exist. Oh yes, Judgment Higuruma's domain expansion, Judgment, and it was like Judgment could confiscate your curse technique, but then all of a sudden we are finding out that Judgment will confiscate a weapon if he doesn't see sees your curse technique and a weapon. From where? How?
I don't know. At this point, I was beginning to think Judgment is just inconsistent. It's just like with Sukina at this point. Because what the hell? How would you just confiscate a weapon from someone that killed many people in Shibuya?
Exactly. So, there's nothing for armor stuff. The rules don't matter. It's bad to anybody.
All right. So, let's see. Back to the tier list. We have S tier. A tier, B tier, C-tier.
Shut the hell up. I am doing the tier.
Gojo is S tier. His name is literally Satoru.
You also Gojo shut the S-tier. Hell up. We haven't started the tier list yet. I am the organizer and the initiator of this tier list. All right.
Gojo is S-tier. I don't care.
Shut the... You know, S-tier. Since it's me taking over, the guest does not have power anymore. Sean has the power over...
Throughout heaven and earth, I am the powerful one.
I am the honored one.
Anyways, yes. List of JJK characters which you subdivide into tiers. Okay. I think you need to get a pen or something because they are list of.
That sounds like work, guys. Just.
Okay, yeah, sure. Like, straight up.
I came here to have fun. I didn't come here to work, guy. I came to have fun. Don't work me. That came out wrong.
Fine,
I'm sorry.
Fine. Let's make this simple. Let's make three tier lists. Three stages in this tier list.
Mm-hmm.
S tier,
mm-hmm.
and the B tier for average, and trash.
I got my own tier list, man. I got.
It's to make it simpler. If we make them like four or five, people have to start putting it in their head. You know, these are not videos that you get. Well, we're just doing three. We're not pitting anyone.
All right.
If you're in trash, you're in trash.
Okay, sure. S average trash.
First I'm going, off, picking I'm going from... first. Yeah, I'm going first. Gojo is S tier.
I don't think Gojo is going anywhere lower than S tier.
No, of course, Gojo is that. Yeah. Then next, let's see.
Gojo Kento owns Nanami. S tier. Nanami. I'll give him A.
Average. A for effort.
What do you mean A for effort?
A for effort sounds good. Yeah, A for effort sounds good.
Okay, Inumaki, the core speech.
I want to say
A for effort.
What do you mean A for effort?
Because is that
I have a reason why.
What is his reason? He's too not. He's useful, but he's at the same time not useful.
Auntie, it tells you to drop dead.
He's dispensable in battle. If you take out his freaking throat, that's all. He can't say strong words that can kill people instantly.
But there's a kind of perk to it too. He can't, if the world is too strong and the person is stronger than him, it'll affect him. So, yeah, I think I'll go with trash. It kind of makes sense.
That's the thing.
He cannot just tell Sukuna. He can't just tell Sukuna drop dead. It'll like reverberate to him, and
exactly.
He'll end up dropping dead himself. So, trash. Yeah.
So if you don't know who you're up against, that's just fucked up. You can't run away. That's because you already said the word and you're dead. So trash, but not the deepest level of trash. Just like that,
nigga. As you are trash, you are trash. You said it yourself.
Okay,
you're proving your point. You're convinced me.
All right, next.
Suguru ghetto.
Ghetto. Okay, ghetto. Hey. Wait, which ghetto? Which ghetto?
What do you mean?
Which Kenjaku?
Not. Ghetto now, Suguru. A. I'll give him A. Effort.
Yeah. For the effort.
Effort. He was called the strongest with Gojo, but I don't see him beating Gojo in the fight. No.
Yeah. Maybe in bed or something. But
what
do
you mean in bed?
Wow.
I thought we were starting the clean slate.
Forgive me, Father.
Jesus Christ.
Just back to wash business. Your mind.
Back to business. Yes, A for effort. Yes.
A for effort. Sure.
I have bleach. Yeah, if anyone needs bleach, if you need bleach to clean your ears,
this guy
needs
bleach. Standby.
next, Megumi Fushiguro. A.
I'm gonna give him S. A. I'm giving him S.
That's
S. For me, I don't care.
I mean,
I will not listen. Listen, man. I will not support someone that just summons an atomic bomb and goes to sleep. That's so evil.
He was weak. He was beaten.
Need to stay awake.
Battered into near death. What do you expect?
Is that why you would drop? Is that why you would drop something as? In fact, don't stress me. When Gojo was getting sealed, did he just drop Holo Popo for people to take care of?
Because he had enough strength to like stand and fight.
I think this all stems from one thing.
What?
He's taking from his father. Lack of responsibility.
That's just pointing fingers at this point. He should have like. Why? Can you imagine who he summoned Mahoraga for? So that guy, what's his name again? Haruta, whatever.
He didn't have any other.
He's suicidal, basically.
Yeah, he had a suicidal tendency.
Has a very strong suicidal.
Yeah, then just die.
He wanted to just die. He even said he wanted to die.
He did not want to die. He wanted to stress somebody. He wanted to stress somebody.
I feel like he just wanted to leave that thing there because. He was actually still going after like maybe where Gojo was. He going after where Gojo was or Yuji. I don't know who was going after them. Yeah. But he just like
no bar, I guess.
Yeah, that. Anyhow, I'm guessing.
And you know the sad thing, the Mahoraga could have killed any other person, like any other sorcerer. So he wouldn't mind. He'd take them out. So that was actually a wrong move for him. I'm not gonna let him go easy with that one.
It was a strong gamble, but I feel like he was thinking at that moment was at least I'll drop this and maybe possibly it can take out Sukuna. Then maybe somehow
Sukuna will adapt to it.
He know exactly as you said, lack of responsibility. He just dropped that there, all right, just go on, push on, play along, let me just go my own way.
Anyway, A for
exactly
what S tier for me, man. That's just one of a bunch of feats he has done in
the past.
That's
a very big thing.
You understand the gravity of what he did. Like, just imagine someone just drops, like, someone is trying to drop a bomb, right? Someone got a bomb, and then they are unable to defuse the bomb. and they just drop it, like, okay, it'll blow up, but people won't die that much. It looks like it's a blow up, people won't die that much. At least it's a blow up and it's not hurt anymore, but people won't die that much. Like, imagine. That was what he did. Like, the only person that
depends on that all depends on the aspect you're looking at. So looking at the aspect of him just being like defeat, so he has done. You can look at all different aspects. Yeah. Exactly. Which makes him S tier.
Like, as at that time, the only person that could take out Mahoraga back then at that time was either Gojo or like Sukuna did. Get me? But besides that, Yuji won't stand a chance. No other sorcerer will stand a chance. So just imagine you're there trying to exercise curses. You see a 7'2" Shikigami walking towards you with no eyes.
Yo, what's up?
Guy, you're running for your life.
True. But actually, what Megumi was planning for was Mahoraga to kill that guy. Then Mahoraga would have just disappeared after. Would he? That was the main aim. That's why Sukuna stopped Mahoraga from killing him, so Sukuna can keep fighting him.
Okay, wait, that's true.
Exactly. So he was like, it was a sure hit for Mahoraga.
That means this goes back to Sukuna. That means Sukuna is the one that actually caused this.
Sukuna
like,
caused
Mahoraga for like to go to that extent.
Exactly. Mahoraga would have killed that guy and vanished.
That's true.
Right? Yes.
Yuji is still Megumi is still trash.
What if how do you reduce to trash?
You are trash, sir. You, sir, are trash.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on to Yuta Okutsu.
I don't think
S-tier.
Yuta. Oh yes.
S-tier.
Straight up.
Having something that can replicate somebody else's curse technique is badass to me. S tier, definitely.
That's freaking power. It's freaking neat. That's hacks, man. That's freaking hack. Okay, next is Maki Zenin Clan.
I don't think you need to be saying that.
I will say
S tier because I'll definitely smash. So S tier.
Oh, hell done.
This is a battle royale of smash.
We are not doing no smash and pass yet. Hold on.
Well, let's see.
I'll give out A for effort.
But wait. Let's pause on that. Okay, no. Never mind. I was about to digress.
We have digressed into something.
I'll have digressed into like smash or pass, but let's go.
Smash, but honestly, smash or pass. No JJK characters that smash or passable. Jesus Christ, I forgot.
Mimi, you're talking about mommy, Mimi, I see.
Definitely going to destroy them.
If I could hit on Tsunade, I would definitely hit on Mimi. Definitely.
Wait, this
podcast is going public.
Grabs.
Oh shit. Please, you have to edit this part out. I can't believe I said that.
Don't worry. Your secret is safe with us.
It is not. I'll show you it is not.
I'll make sure to project that section of your voice louder than the rest of the episode.
Wow.
All right, next.
We get so talking right there. All right, next is Nubara. Nail and Hammer.
A for effort. Carpenters are important in life, so. And her technique is kind of convenient. Her technique is convenient because when she nails you with hairpin, wherever you are, you're getting it. Like, I like that technique. I won't give her S tier. I'll just give her A, effort.
You would have given her S tier. I would give Megumin. This kind of people in this life.
Are you
Megumin still trash, though.
Question
is Nobara. I'll say A for effort.
C for trash, man. Straight on. Next.
I want to give her trash. But.
No, Nobara isn't trash. Unlike some pink haired girl.
Exactly. That's one thing. She has potential compared to someone.
Oh, but that potential is cut short.
Compared to someone that gave birth to an Uchiha who needs glasses. What?
Like, how low do you want to go from there, my guy?
Right, calm down. Let's calm down. Let's not digress into the trashness.
What kind of Uchiha uses
glasses? Sadara was
Itachi,
a mistake.
Itachi with all the illnesses he had, never for once went to the optician. Now you're born out of nowhere. Mom. 60-40 lens. Who does that?
Damn.
I wish both of fans could see you right now.
That was personal. That was personal. I came from somewhere, bro. That came from somewhere. That was personal.
But I like her Mangekyo Sharingan designs.
Yeah, but the way she unlocked it, for me that design was mid. I was straight up say that design was mid.
Just imagine that. Sounds. Imagine like she unlocked her Mangekyo Sharingan because she saw Boruto cheating on her.
Oh shit. Guy, that's comedy gold right there.
That's not the Mangekyo Sharingan. That's mid. All right. Next character.
All right, next character. Let's go with I said Maki. I said Nobara. Let's go with our main man, the dog of the dogs, the big dog above the small dogs. We have an intro for this guy, Toji Ushiguro.
S tier. Like, if you're able to rival a sorcerer cursed energy without a single cursed energy in your body, and you're able to make that sorcerer go all like scared and scared as a cat. No, S tier. Definitely S tier.
Evil effort.
Wet.
Please. I need a bottle here. Or a throw pillow. I'm throwing this at someone.
I mean, he's all right, but like
he's not all right, man. That is a menace.
I have a reason. Responsibilities.
Dance does not matter. Don't
bring daddy issues here. No.
Why do you have
keep daddy issues away from work?
Exactly.
Keep daddy issues away from work. We're talking about work.
Are we rating their work rate right now? We're rating them as a character in totality. But
yes. I'm rating them as whoever has that fuck everything in every direction kind of attack. Toji got that.
You just have a problem with that. That's like your fetish.
I feel like he's rating in aura. Are you rating in aura?
What's his aura, man?
No. Toji is good.
Actually,
all right,
yes,
moving
yes.
on.
But for me, I think I'll up the stakes on Toji. I'm going to give him gods here for some very,
very what?
Weird reason.
You're giving gods here. Gojo is
supreme. This is my tier list, and I can edit it anytime. Gods here for me, Toji. Yeah.
Toji, S tier. I agree with that one. But not God tier, no. If Toji is God tier, then...
I know where this is.
If Toji is God tier, don't let me say this. Okay. If Toji is S tier, is God tier, Utahime and Meimei.
Oh, what?
No.
No. Oh, hell no.
No.
Let's do such blasphemous acts.
Exactly. Well, sticking with S tier.
Yeah, then there's no way you call Toji God tier.
Toji's S tier, period. I'm gonna calm my nuts down and bring him to S tier. All right.
Next,
Itadori Yuji.
A for effort. I feel like if he had a curse technique, he would do well. If he had a curse technique, he'll be lethal.
Yeah. If maybe later on, since he's still growing, he might reach somewhere.
But it's not fair though. He's basically just a boxer. / martial artist.
Actually, that guy.
If he had a curse technique, he would do well.
Man, I like to see what you actually give him as a curse technique.
Boxing ring.
Like, give.
No, actually, think about it. Could be a boxing ring.
Megumi's 10 shadows. Are you listening? Give Megumi's 10 shadows to Yuji, and I tell you, JJK will never be the same.
Damn. One shot. Shit, man. That's like a one tap type shit here. Every course.
Yeah, I would like to see that fight, him and Sukuna. Him with Megumi's 10 shadow technique.
Mm-hmm.
And fighting Sukuna inside
you. You know how Black Flash again.
Oh, fuck. I'll fight
him. Oh, God. And he opens Chimera Shadow Garden. I'll be like. Chimera Shadow
peak
Garden
cinema,
of Black Flash.
Peak cinema, right?
Yeah, stop bringing all this manga content in here. All right, move on to. Rika Orimoto. I don't think you guys know this guy's name. Is that guy with the cap? The kind of that's
head warmer.
Yeah, the guy with the head warmer.
You mean the ski mask? The guy with the ski mask.
Yeah, schema. Exactly. That was what I was doing.
Schema. Trash. Trash. Okay. Huge trash. Big time trash. Big time trash. Why is someone trash. Shit that you can't look at? Big time trash. Most trash ability I've seen in JDK. Someone's spirit where you can't look at the spirits because they'll kick your ass. That's trash.
I agree to that. Well, I'm going to according to his screen time, and I'll give him A for effort because his the amount of screen time he had, he actually pulled his weights to some extent. He tried actually in that fight to some extent.
Yeah, he pulled his weight, all right. Well, he did pull his weight though. He fell from a skyscraper and almost died. So yeah, I agree.
That was wow.
Gravity be going, bro.
Mission on the moon. All right, next up is Mekamaru.
I have a problem trash. With that guy.
Why do you have a problem?
Trash.
Hey, what?
He's trash. Funny enough, I recently rewatched that episode where he was fighting Mahito, and to me, he was trash. He just stored up cursed energy and he's sending out blasts for no reason. Trash.
Exactly.
One thing I dislike about when a character has like that kind of powerful blast is that the blasts don't do anything. You get me? Exactly. Like Gojo is actually like the first. Yeah, Gojo is actually the first character that his own blast, that's Holo Purple, does something. Like you see it obliterate things. Or people, or trees, but even in what's it called, like Mekamaru in that episode, Mekamaru's blast, he did it and then nothing happened. I tell you, if Gojo hit Mahito with Holo Purple, something is definitely happening.
Definitely,
nah, but like the blast, the way he charged the blast, I thought he was going to take out even the barrier that was enclosed and he was enclosed in. Remember, Kendra could draw the barrier on him. So the way he charged the blast, I was thinking this barrier will get blown out because of this blast. And then nothing happened. Blast didn't do anything. Barrier still there. So trash. Mekamaru trash.
Solid points. I was just going to give him trash for like, you got no body, bro.
What the hell?
Well, I mean, that's
a that is straight up like, wow. Why
yeah, you trash go
that? That's his one weakness.
That's his real body. That's all. Can you do shit, chat? What's still trash.
Next,
this is a very like filler character, you know, Momo Nishiyama.
Who the hell is that?
Exactly, very filler. The girl with the broom.
The girl with the broom.
Yeah.
Trash.
Trash.
I mean, she's holding the utensils for she to prove the broom. let me come. She's holding
don't
the utensils.
Bring a you don't bring a broom to a cursed technique fight.
Exactly.
You don't think it broke the question.
Sweeping herself into the trash.
I mean, she's really part of the trash. She's for the bin.
She belongs in the trash.
She basically all right, everyone,
the trash.
All right, everyone, calm your nuts, calm your pricks down.
We didn't say anything.
Next is Meme.
S tier.
Meme, trash. But
oh,
she's sexy, hey. So still trash in a sexy way.
Yeah, that's. I was about to make a subsection here. S tier because of the
yeah.
and every other thing. Trash because of, well.
We have a down bad brother here. Not down bad. Down.
I mean.
Down bad. Down
this,
bad.
This is what I do.
Please play some movie. Music. You know that J. Cole? You know J. Cole's song?
Mm-hmm.
J. has a song, right? It's called Down Bad. I know that's not the title, but that's like the chorus. And he just says, y'all just down bad, yeah. Play that song when he's talking about Meme again.
Very sick, you know me, yes. Well, for me, yeah, trash. Still trash. She's still trash.
She's just a shit character. A bit,
no, I mean, she has an axe for some reason. Was that axe really useful? It was useful for some points. Like, just mainly.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Don't go in. It's okay. Stop there. Moving on.
Miwa.
Is that girl with the sword? Katana.
Yeah, blue hair.
What
else? I want to say trash, but
I'll take Sakura. I'll take Sakura over Miwa anytime, any day.
Exactly. So not trash.
Because I don't understand how you no below trash. I don't understand how you use the binding bow, and you're trying to launch an attack at someone, the person still catches the sword and breaks the sword in half. Like, how, what's the point? Even the Biden vow, if the Biden vow was a person, it would just be like, dude, you're just wasting me.
He just defended why he wanted. Wow, okay. She belongs to the trash. This is her domain, trash.
So I'm the only one here that kind of
simple domain. Trash. Wow. Trash all day.
Trash because of her technique, yes. But I mean, technique,
no, not because of her technique. Sakabi has the same. Because Sakabi has the same technique, and he's good.
Okay. It's a big difference in good and trash. So you should know that.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Travel Todo.
Yeah.
Esther.
Well, Todo, we never went there. You calm your nuts down.
I don't care. I have to go there. I have to go there before you talk about him behind my back. Todo S tier.
We
Boogie Woogie is the most Boogie Woogie is the most convenient technique you can ever ask for. Right, the technique is just
yes. Alright, shut the hell up. I'ma officially make this official. Aoi Todo S tier.
Everybody agrees to that.
Shut the hell up. You guys agreed to what you guys agreed. I officially brought him to the table. You guys brought him to the table.
I feel like you have a control issue.
You, sir, are trash.
Yeah. You know, if I just play this, if I record your voice right now, or your voices, pardon me, and play to someone, they would think it's some weird guy having a random episode. Of talking to himself and himself replying. So you guys shouldn't argue among yourselves. It's creeping me out.
Where did that come from? Actually, that was brought out of nowhere.
Just try and get along as much as possible, so my sanity will be intact. Because now I'm like listening to some random guy argue with himself.
We're playing mind games right now. Actually, mind games. 5D chess. The piggy 5D.
All right, Aoi Todo.
Sukuna, S rank.
Hold on. Sukuna, S rank.
The rest of the characters in JJK, besides the ones we've ranked already, after Sukuna is trash.
What do you mean after
Sukuna? No, these guys we've ranked already are like the main characters. The rest are trash.
Well, I never brought up Sukuna, so next is Mahito.
Trash.
Next is Sukuna officially.
Yes. No, fuck it. He's trash too. He's fraud.
What the hell? Hey, you are gone, bro.
Trash.
Because
Gojo beat his ass fair and square. Gojo beat his ass fair and square. But dude has to use Mahoraga to save himself.
Before
Gojo, three against one. With Gojo having just one arm, and Gojo still claps his. Okay, that's about wrong. Gojo still beat his ass. So, Sukuna trash.
Yeah, but it is still part of what do you call this thing? I can't remember the word. What do you call this thing like on a battlefield? It's just part. Is
strategy.
I don't know.
Battle tactics.
Battle tactics. Yes, battle tactics.
Still trash.
Okay, it's part of his battle tactics.
Yep. No, in manga, this, right?
He has been finding this
manga spoilers, everyone.
So, like,
manga spoilers, everyone. In the manga, it says that Sukuna held back against Gojo. I don't believe that. Yes. He went all out against Gojo. Because if he held back, right?
Yeah.
If he held back, as he claims he held back, he wouldn't have been so stressed. In fact, if you notice, there was a point where in the manga, he actually got nervous.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
He didn't hold back, he went all out too. He got to a point where he has to start using Mahoraga and then, what's his name? Yuji Beast Agito or Demon Beast Agito. That's the summoning, the combination summoning of all of Megumin's Shikigami against Gojo. And still sliced Gojo's arm off. So Gojo had one arm and he was fighting three guys. And Gojo still clapped three of them at the same time. Ah, come on, man.
Gojo was your
dad. Gojo really gave. Gojo gave everything. Gojo enjoyed that battle. He gave everything on that battlefield. He gave everything that.
You can't just base someone's tier just because of one battle. Like, look at how many battles Sukuna has faced throughout the thousands of years.
What do you mean, how many?
Like,
Ogawa was playing the game on easy mode. Imagine,
that's unlocking part of his screen time. Unlocking that's the strongest part of Mortal Kombat ranking through.
Guy, imagine unlocking the strongest, for instance, Mortal Kombat character, and then going to face the others.
That's true.
Exactly. So he had
easy mode.
Yeah. So he was playing on easy mode back then. Gojo is the first one to give him a challenge.
Anyway, that's all the characters, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Mr. Officiator.
I have officially closed the tier list, so that's which we have finished.
No, there's still one character.
What character is there?
Honored Gojo. Besides Gojo Satoru, there's also Honored Gojo. So Honored Gojo is God tier. Above everyone, he reigns supreme.
I'm putting much trash, so yeah, he's officially trash.
That paper is gonna turn to dust.
Haha, we are done with it, so let it be.
Got you there. All right, that's it for the trash. That's it for the tier list.
Yes.
All right, enough of tier list and JJK and whatnot.
Officially closed.
And Pinova, maybe, and other characters.
Deep rising.
So you have a YouTube channel. How is it going? Basically.
Oh, it's going great. Like I'm super happy with how everything's going on the channel and stuff like that. So it's in summary, it's going great. Like, it's a really great feeling to have something like that that you work hard on and you see the results of your efforts, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But is it in any way stressful? Are there sometimes that some things are just unnecessary and stressful? And basically for instance, because somebody isn't around to record more episodes, I am halted when it comes to making some like shorts or something.
We're throwing shades now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honestly, right? There are times when it gets like stressful, indeed stressful, because it's like, oh God, I have to do this, I've not done this. But then again, like something I always say, if you enjoy, you know that saying now, it's not me that says it, but it's a popular saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So I enjoy it so much that I don't feel like I'm doing anything. Like there are days when early on, before I met you guys, right? That was early 2021. I was doing 10 videos a week. And these are long form videos. At least not like 10 minutes, they're like four, three minutes. So I'll do 10 of those videos a week. And so I'll just try the hang of what would work on the channel, right? I just kept doing that. And there are times where I'll feel like, nothing is working, I'm tired. But I kept thinking of, I want this to work out for me because I see myself as this person, this creator that does this thing for as long as possible. And it's a career, something I want to build. So I kept trying. Then all of a sudden I had the idea that, like, because at that time, a few of my videos that were doing well were the anime ones, but I was just testing different things. So I just thought, okay, how about I just focus on anime only? And then The videos.
What's the weirdest thing you've tested on your channel?
Oh, I made a video once. Although I privated it, I made a video once where I talked about life pollution. You can just imagine what that video was.
Life pollution, degenerate.
So I made a video. Tsunade and Jiraiya, the sad love story of Tsunade and Jiraiya, and that video was getting views. Now until this day, it's still getting views. And I just thought, okay, how about I make anime videos like these, and then make it in short format? Because the long form was taking a while. It was taking a while to put out, because back then I was editing on my phone. I didn't have a laptop back then. I was editing them on my phone, so editing a long form video on my phone was kind of tedious. Like, it wasn't easy. So I finally did the shorts, and it was getting views. And fortunately, I got a laptop, pretty good laptop, and I could edit more videos. So, and then that's how it happened.
Nice backstory.
Very inspirational. I feel inspired to start my own YouTube channel. Inspired to look at peak.
Monster. Yeah, but don't make that lotion video either. I have to take it down.
We'll make something worse. I assure you.
But so far it's looking good, yeah. You have like 1k plus subs and steady inflow of viewers, I guess.
Yeah.
But unlike some people,
the 1k subs, like, I tell you what, right? When I hit the 1k subs, I just felt I was the most famous person I knew. Like, anybody else was trash. I didn't care. I didn't know
what
you.
What
I didn't know any other person. No other celebrity existed anymore. It was just me. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I got 1,000 subscribers, man. Like, do you know Mr. Beast? Who is that? Never heard of him.
What the... Man, y'all be a problem. You, sir, have a problem. You see, I still have the power.
You have a control problem. You have a control problem.
I don't have
a control. He has a superiority complex problem. I'm the most normal human being. Okay, wait.
You are sick. That's what you are. You are sick.
Has a problem. Oh, yeah, so with you guys, though, your channel, right?
What channel is that?
You guys, your channel. Your channel. What? I mean, your channel. You guys, your channel. Your channel YouTube is really, really good. What you guys do upload? Yeah.
You guys do upload. We have a lot of things now, but the issue is just somebody being around to record more content.
Wait, hold on.
You can just find a way, guys.
Actually, I can't find a way. Let me just be clear. The actual one thing that fucked up everything is school, basically. So basically, when I'm in school, I can't be like multitasking.
Yeah. Just blame the education system for everything.
Let's just do that. But yeah, basically, normally when I'm in school, I use content that we have recorded before to try and to do some stuff. But when I run out of that kind of content, I can't record new content because I'm in school and some people will just come in and just fuck up my recording. And there's no good atmosphere to like record something clean. So it's just annoying.
You know what?
But basically,
you could just buy a sign.
Okay, what?
Go on. No, like, you could just buy a sign and hang out by your door.
Recording in progress.
I schooled in a very particularly confined place.
I'm just letting you all know it was prison.
Basically. But I never say that.
So no privacy.
Yeah, it's more like the things you get to do. You have to do a lot of illegal things. So yeah, as I said, prison.
Did you say illegal?
Don't worry.
Don't think about it.
I'll dedicate the whole episode to break this down. We're not in that.
Oh my god.
Like sneaking shit.
Illegal in a good way. Yes, good illegal now.
There's good illegal.
Jesus.
There's a difference. There's a strict line of difference between.
We were there to make a difference. We are the difference in Nigeria.
liberation front.
Wow. But yeah, basically. So, and things were too fucked up there to like try to do stuff. So like, we will normally have this initial startup uploading. Then he goes to school. Then we upload the remaining things we have left. Then it stops there. Then nothing for a brief session. Then when we're back again, upload. Just like how right now. I've not uploaded for a while now. And just right now, just uploaded. Let's just upload a couple of episodes for Christmas and New Year. Then a little break again before we officially start the next season of like the podcast. And that's because of somebody going to school. So like, that's the education system.
Here's a question, right? I have a question.
What's that?
Say you woke up to your channel, right, and you saw 10,000 subscribers, and you're monetized. Would you quit school and go out after this full time?
Yes.
Well, that's worth contemplation about.
I like that. Without hesitation, you just said yes.
Yes. There's really nothing that's keeping me in there. Basically, don't worry. That episode I'm going to dedicate to break down whatever school is just is trash. But
Maya wants to drop us lifeless.
But basically, yes. It's what I was basically seeing school as just there is just a filler arc.
Yeah. School's a filler arc.
And everybody in it is not canon.
It's more like the Infinite Tsukuyomi Genjutsu. Everybody's there. They don't know they're there, but they're just there.
They're just there.
So
they're just there to fill up the space.
And when you try to break them out, you're like the enemy. You're like no.
Yeah. Wow, so like school is like a matrix or something. You have to break out of your system.
Exactly. Break out of the system. Drop out.
What if you're just inspiring children to drop out of school?
Drop out with something in hand, child.
Drop out with something.
Yeah.
You can't just drop out to nothing.
Like I tell people sometimes, right? When I'm advising some of my friends, although I don't like giving advices, but when I'm talking with them about school, I'm like, if it's a course you want to study and something you enjoy doing, right, go for it, attend. But if you're just going for the sake of, oh, I need to go, so I'll just get that degree and keep. No, to me, it's a waste of time. Like, if you want to be a doctor, by all means, go. Because I won't let an unqualified doctor touch me. Like, hands off.
Like,
don't touch me.
Yes. Don't touch
me. But if it's like, calm down, relax. But if it's like,
don't touch me. No. What the hell?
But if it's like, it's like, I need a job, or I want to do something like this, but then I don't know if it's a workout. Let me just go to school, get the degree, and then go and work at 9 to 5. Nah, by all means, no. Some people go to school and they study things like geology, sociology, like shit they don't care about, and then they come out and then they're like, there's no job, or there's like they're working a 9 to 5 job they don't enjoy, and then they're like complaining, and then they leave for the weekend. You know, when it's a weekend, you go and party and have fun. Then you dread Mondays. Like on my WhatsApp statuses, I see lots of people that dread Mondays. So for me, when Mondays come, I'm like, oh yeah, Monday, it's cool. But then again, just like that, if you don't have anything like you want to use it for. I think education is very important. Don't misunderstand me. It's very important. Anyone should learn. Yeah, but it shouldn't be because of like you don't have any other option. Like if you have something you want to do, so something you genuinely want to do and accomplish in your life, you should go for it. It will be very, very useful. The 9 to 5 is not the only way people make money and get like become millionaires or have impact in society, you know?
I mean, look at OnlyFans.
Yeah, I do. Speaking of which, shameless plug. I'm starting an OnlyFans. I need that green. So
a man of culture.
I'll be there to voice
I'll be
over
sharing
you.
On there. You'll know. I'll put the link in the description when I open it. So.
That's a
good idea. Jeez, why did I not think of that? That's really good though. Erotic manga. Like have you watched Silent Name? Have you read Silent Name rather?
Trademark.
I have trademarked
that. So if we are planning on doing that.
Have you read Silent Neighbor? Have you read Silent Neighbor?
I haven't divulged.
Sorry, Silent War. World. Silent War. Or My Kingdom Come.
Is it spelled with COM or
COM?
I got lost. Silent War or My Kingdom, Yancey, that's it. I don't want to get trapped here there. I got to really. Silent War or My Kingdom, Yancey. It's a very good manga, it's a good storyline, but just like Ritual of Healer, there are parts where you like,
you
have to go down.
I smell peak. Peak coming up in
the field. It's a great manga. I'll share the, like, how do I say this? I'm going to share a few tweets. People that analyze for you to see. It's a great manga. The storyline is good. It's similar to Redo of Villa, whereby this guy, they fucked him over. Not in the literal sense, but he almost died. Someone tried killing him, right? So he came back to life, and that trauma had to like upgrade himself. He upgraded himself so much that he went back. Now he started dealing with his oppressors, not in the physical way, but more like the social way. He started taking away their social privileges, their friends, their girlfriends, their stuff. Like, it was a good manga. Besides all the, if you just skip all the other parts, you'll be fine.
All the peak, you say.
Okay, moving on. We're gonna have this conversation.
All right.
We were talking about YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube.
So I tell you what, right? YouTube. Yeah. We're gonna get. In the coming years, right, YouTube is going to get popular in like our country, because right now people don't watch it as much. or if they do, it's not, how would I say it? It's not as much as they watch TikTok and Instagram. You get me? True. Yeah. Right now in Nigeria, what was trending is people that code. Or maybe they are not trending anymore. But I remember like 2018 down to 2020. Like there's no place I didn't go to without seeing like web developers. It was like a swarm.
It's still kind of trend, but they're not, still, it's not web developers. It's not web developers now. It's more like data analysts and what else? Yeah, data analysts. That's just it.
But like 2 years ago, I mean 3 years ago, web developers. / 5 years ago, 3 to 5 years ago, web developers, front end, back end, everyone. And as at that time, I got into it for a few months to just learn it. But then I realized that it's not really. I thought I'll enjoy it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as making videos.
Yeah.
So in the coming years, like lots of people will start going into this YouTube stuff because now it's getting easier to publish content, especially with the existence of simple video editing softwares and apps.
Yeah.
And shorts. Everyone is gonna be like, oh, let's make videos, and it's gonna become widespread. Lots of people will be creators, and then since you can make money from it, the appeal will be higher. And that's why I'm like, if you want to do it, get into it now, because in the future you'll still be able to get into it, but like get into it now and you
way ahead. Competition will be high, like, in the future. Yeah, market is less saturated. Like literally in the podcast space, there's actually no anime podcast that can compete with us in the literal sense. Yeah. Actually, because there's literally not like, up to like imagine... three anime podcasts from least that from Nigeria.
And that's why I'm saying like you should keep uploading consistently and make the topics like try and make it as much as about the anime episodes as about other things. That way, before you realize it, and I'm telling you this honestly, before you realize this, realize it, you'll be at the stage where you're like, wow, I've come so far. And you're seeing the views, you're seeing the subscribers. At that point, you'll be so established, like, you won't even understand what's going on. You're just like, wait, it was just yesterday. And then now you have, like, a studio and stuff. And people come around there and you just talk.
That's exactly what I envisioned during the start of this, actually. But just a few hiccups here and there just makes it feel like it seems not possible. But anyway, next year I'm planning on switching part of the that's
like soon enough. You see, parents just like parents force their kids to make do homework. Just be like, yo, have you uploaded today? No, mom, I'm doing homework. Go and upload. Go and upload a video.
Double the views. Wait, vlogging a child.
It's like you need to hop on it right now. It's still hot, and just do it as much as possible. And why I like YouTube compared to other platforms, right? Your older videos get recommended. Like I still get views. Like I said, I still get views from that super video I made, and people still comment on the videos. Some I respond to, some I don't, because like, I'm like, oh man, this video is damn old. I need to respond to it now. What will I say? Some guy will be like, I like what you said in this part. I'm like, what did I say in that part? I don't remember.
Alright. Anyway.
So YouTube recommends even your older videos, and it's easier to find. So, like, you have every reason. You're gonna win. So don't stop. Just keep going, going.
Completely. Alright. It's been a fun episode.
Yeah,
a couple of highs and lows.
Highs and lows, of course. There are many highs because I'm the highest in the room.
Couple of trash characters.
I mean, control problems. Yeah, control problems.
Superiority complexes and things like that.
Idea stealing. Don't forget idea stealing.
Idea.
Yes, stealing. You piece of shit.
Anyway, been a fun ride. We'd like to have you like another time, probably for something else. Just a regular episode, nothing special.
I won't say hopefully. Like, I'm looking forward to it. Like next time I'm on, right? We'll be at the studio. You know?
Yes, exactly. Face to face.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Come on, man. No, don't. We are about to end this thing. Come on. Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking, but you, sir, are dirty.
I am not the dirty one, clearly. You have other tendencies with those words. Okay, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, that's all for the episode. We'll see you all the next one. Be sure to check out his part.
And also subscribe to my OnlyFans. Don't forget my OnlyFans. We're going to put a link to my OnlyFans.
Sure. We'll highlight it.
Well, we'll create an ad for you.
Yes.
We'll holler at you.
Yeah.
Ever wondered what does a Nigerian boy do in his closet? Well,
we present to you.
Yeah. the OnlyFans, right? The link will just be something simple you can easily remember. And maybe on the podcast, when you're putting a picture or the ad for the picture. What am I even saying? Oh my god. Please end this podcast. I'm even losing my train of thought for no reason.
We are neck deep into this. Anyway, that's it for the episode. Be sure to check out his YouTube channel. That is Subcirc on YouTube. Did I pronounce that right? I believe that was the right.
Yeah, you pronounced it right though.
Oh, yeah.
Funny enough, a lot of people get confused about the name. They don't pronounce that. They go sub. There's a sub, and then the S-E-R-K part. Don't get it.
I guess.
Submarine.
It's actually, when I got when I thought about the name, it was kind of, this history behind the name was kind of funny.
Let's not go into that. You know, we were supposed to end this, and now
it was already ending.
And now the ending is looking like a subsection into the plot twist.
I still want to be there.
Yeah. All right. We'll catch you on the next episode. Merry Christmas and
end the damn podcast.
Peace.
Oi, hold on. Who? We are the ones ending this.
You know what? I don't care anymore. I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. I'm not ending this shit. I'm staying here. You guys can leave. That's your problem.
Well, I'm ending it there.